Thanks for joining us for a thought from God's Word on a plain path.
So if I asked you the question, who should the gospel be shared with? What would your answer be? Well, I know what it should be by what the Bible tells us. Let's look at that today. Thanks for joining us on A Plain Path. I'm Jesse Butcher. Well, many times I'm afraid that we put God in a box and also certain groups of people in a box. And what I mean by that is we limit what God can do in and through our lives. If we're not careful, we may come to the conclusion that only a certain group of people should be told about the gospel of Christ. And we must guard against thinking that this group is who Jesus died for, and we should tell them, but then leave another group out. Now, we may never come out and say those words, but you know the old saying, actions speak louder than words do. So, who should the gospel be shared with? Well, this may be a simple answer, but it should be shared with everyone. And if we look in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, here Jesus has just resurrected, and he's meeting with his disciples. And this verse says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now that means everyone should be giving the wonderful story of Jesus. Because although he was speaking to a particular group of disciples, we're all disciples of Jesus. The word disciple simply means a follower. And if we're Christians born again, we are a follower of Christ. So start today by building relationships with those around you and share the good news that Jesus brings to everyone.
May God bless you today as we continue together on a plain path.